You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The industry of disability service providers is an entirely government-funded collection of entities that provide free-of-charge services to those in need. Recent increases in cost of providing services have made it difficult for these organisations to provide the same level of care for a given budget. Arno spoke to Peter Reynolds, CEO of the New Zealand Disability Support Network, a society of organisations that provide support to disabled people. He started off by asking if the government was doing enough to meet rising inflation by funding disability worker organisations.
No, they're not. In 2017, there was a pay equity settlement for support workers. At that moment in time, the amount of pay was increased to reflect a comparator group that the claim identified, and that was fine. After that, the government was meant to adjust the pay rate to compensate for inflationary changes. That never occurred. Hence, the sector at the moment is around 24% behind the eight ball.
So was 2017 the last time there was a funding increase by the government?
No, the government increased the wages of support workers by 3% following the expiry of the legislation associated with the 2017 settlement in July last year. So there was a 3% increase when during that same year inflation was 6.9%. So it just compounded the problem rather than helped it. That 3% increase equated to about 70 cents an hour.
Is there a risk of employers having to cut services because of a lack of funding, and are there any alternatives?
That risk does exist, but I would hope that it doesn't become reality. The problem in our sector is that the sector is totally reliant on government funding. That's the only income and revenue that services receive in order to pay their staff and in order to deliver services to disabled people throughout New Zealand. So because of that, we're hamstrung. So far, services have done whatever they can do creatively in order to ensure that service continues, that support is received. And that's through creative rostering, making sure that people are available, double shifts, and so on. So the stress levels within our sector have increased. Things are getting to a breaking point.
How is inflation expected to influence the average disabled person who relies on services provided by various disability support groups?
As far as the cost of disability support services is concerned, that price hasn't increased because the government funding hasn't increased. But the costs to providers to make that service available has increased significantly. So we're seeking compensation from the government, we're seeking increased fees in order to connect the dots, in order to make sure that services are appropriately funded. As I mentioned, the government funding we receive is the only funding we receive.
You mentioned you had a meeting today. Is that related to funding improvements? If so, what do you hope to gain?
There's a pay equity claim in place at the moment for care and support workers, and our organisation, NZDSN, is part of that process. We meet every week to progress that claim, but that claim won't be finalised until at the very earliest, June this year, more likely toward the end of the year. We're doing our best to progress things as quickly as possible, but right at the end of that process, there's the opportunity to sit down with government and say, this is what the pay rate for care and support workers should be. Can you fund that?
That was Peter Reynolds, CEO of the New Zealand Disability Support Network, calling for funding improvements with rising inflation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.